Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday Fun Day, November 28th. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning. Monday Fun Day.
You're just very preppy today.
I know. I have an audition. I have an audition, so yeah. I had to look a little
so
preppy.
So you have to look preppy and stuff?
Yeah, you want to, you know, yeah, I guess so.
But it's cute. Yeah. I mean, you know, dark red sweater.
Red?
No, I'm sorry. Did I say red?
Yes.
I meant green.
Okay, good. I
She's
was
like, oh, no, he's colorblind.
Definitely colorblind. Yeah.
How do I look at a green and say red?
I don't know.
Yeah, it must be early. We were just joking about how early we have to get up in the morning and stuff. And our guest here is not used to getting up early in the morning. I want to welcome Melissa Hill to the show. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, it again.
Is my morning voice, hello.
Yeah, I forget to turn on your mic.
It's okay.
Melissa Hill is a host here on LA Talk Radio. She hosts a show at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. What's the name of the show, Melissa?
Melissa Hill, Raw Talk and Friends.
Sounds good.
And Friends.
Raw Talk. So you guys talk raw.
Yes.
Do you have like similar topics or is it like all over the place? What kind of a show is
it? You mean from week to week?
From week to week.
From week to week, it's different.
It different varies. Shows, different right. topics and yes. stuff. So it's not all about like psychics or something like that.
No,
UFOs.
No, last week was actually, we had a 25-year-old Army vet who has PTSD. Mm. And tomorrow we're going to have Shawn Michaels, the president of the Adult Performer Actor Guild.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Yeah. Who's done a lot in his career.
He has in his career, but he hasn't been on the radio in about 2 years.
Wow.
So that's cool. Okay.
So I got the get.
Okay. And we'll talk about that, what you guys are doing and, mm-hmm. and what that organization is all about and stuff like that, you know. So the show is on. You've been doing it for a while now, right?
Well, you should know, Sam.
Well, but we're telling the right. listeners.
No,
it's Tori.
I'm kidding. I was telling my friends I'm going to be the worst guest. Yes. No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right, like in the morning. That's okay. We'll make you a good guest. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Besides, you're a fun person.
Oh,
you know?
Well, thank you.
That's why we invited you to the show. You know.
Yeah, we had our 1 year anniversary show on September 6th. Even though we started on September 1st of last year, 2015.
Okay, but it fell on the same week.
Yeah, and we had Academy Award winning director and writer Cameron Crowe.
Yes,
whoa.
You did.
Yeah, it was this room was packed.
I can't really? Imagine. That's
everybody
amazing.
Wanted to see him, huh?
Right, and then when wow. he got up to leave, everyone went with him, and I was left
wow.
sitting.
How did you get Cameron Crowe? That's so cool.
You know,
call them.
Yo, Cam.
Yeah, what up, Cam?
Yeah.
No,
it's connections in this town, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. I cashed in a 20-year favor.
Right on. I love that. That's great.
But I didn't know he was going to show up. I would never ask someone like, you know, I don't ask people I know or I don't think that I am, but I've since doing the show, it turns out I am that type of person.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, but the nice thing also is people come to you to be guests, you know, because. It's a fun way to express yourself, you know, so people do that.
Actually, yeah, I've been really surprised. I've had on Facebook, I've received a number of, you know, direct messages, people asking, do you book bands? Do you do this?
Right on, man.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
I know. We never really have to go looking for guests. I mean,
no.
I feel the weeks, the days, every, you know, because people come to you, you know, when you have such exposure for years. That happens.
They come to you, baby.
Yeah. So it was Thanksgiving weekend. How was your Thanksgiving, Tori?
Wonderful.
You had a Friendsgiving, right?
I had a Friendsgiving, and the food was, like, phenomenal.
Really? Was it, like, potluck? Everybody brought
Everyone
something?
Brought some. I made Barefoot Contessa's Brussels sprouts with pancetta and balsamic vinegar. Mm. And then my husband made this potato thing, and it has cornflakes and sugar and Velveeta and half and half. It's like, it could not be worse for you. It's going to make you die.
Does it taste good?
It tastes amazing, but you're going to die if you have too much of it.
So what form does it come in? Is it liquid, mushy?
It's like, I mean, it's a lot, right? You put it in the oven and bake it, so it's like a casserole.
Oh, okay.
Feeling?
Gotcha.
But we ended up having a really good time, and we got there really early, so you know, when you get to a place too early, it's that awkward, like, yeah. 4 hours. So we had four, but we loved the people we went and saw. So it was great. It was great times, and we met some new people and played some games. It was great.
That's
great,
awesome. Great. That's the way it's supposed to be. Oh, yeah. You know? How was yours, Melissa?
Mine was finding you. It wasn't as big as a feast, but my roommate and I, we drove out to Long Beach and we dined at a really nice restaurant. Someone, wow. You know, a coworker of his had invited us. Who actually might actually be a guest on my show one day.
Okay.
Now that's what I go, You want to be on my show? You know I have a show, right?
Yeah.
But no, we ate at this fabulous restaurant, 555 something or
ooh,
other.
Cool.
But it was really neat.
Long Beach?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I was more concerned that I wasn't going to have any leftovers. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, right. I know. That leftover's so good.
Right. Yeah.
I know. But that's cool. You know, I mean, there's different ways to celebrate and stuff, you know, and I was with my parents and family, and that was nice, you know. So
it was nice with your family?
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. You know, family gatherings are nice, you
that's
know.
Good.
There is no fighting or anything or things like that. I know in many families they do have that, right?
And this year with the election is very difficult.
Yeah,
people,
right?
People have been not going home. I mean, it's been rough 2016, people.
I have a friend who disowned her family.
A lot of people.
She's advertising for Christmas plans.
Oh, yeah. Man. It's so sad.
Wow, that's too much.
I'm just lucky my relatives and my in-laws are the same, because then that causes all, like, you never know who you're going to marry the family into. Thank God. Right. We're all the same. But it could get messy.
But many families don't get into politics, you know? It's just,
I guess,
like,
you're right. I'm from D.C. Yeah. Maybe it's because I think everyone.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
For you
well,
guys,
I think politics. Yeah, you're right. Like, if you're from L.A., it's all Hollywood stuff.
Yeah, I mean, who talks about politics?
Oh, my God. That's all we talk about.
Really?
We're so lame.
No, I mean, LA's
cool, become a political town.
It is a little bit. LA and DC are kind of similar in that way. It's like the who's who of, like, the political or Hollywood world. But it does get political a little bit. But yeah, I guess I think that's what all families do, but they don't.
I discovered one of my co-hosts is a supporter of a certain candidate.
Way to be diplomatic.
Right. So I always just sit here and go, I mean, I don't argue because I'm open to
totally.
Everyone has the right to,
exactly,
to speak, but I don't, you know, I'm not going to fight about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Yeah. So, but at any rate, just to bring this up so we don't look like we don't know what's going on, at OSU, Ohio State University, a suspect was killed after stabbing a few people.
Yeah, there was,
sending them to the hospital.
Yeah, I think there was 3 people sent to the hospital. So
no,
yeah,
actually more than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. OSU was on lockdown for the whole morning.
Wow.
Some people thought he was a shooter, so I don't know if he. But I know he was shot and killed, I think.
Yeah.
Recently, like 5 minutes ago. Yeah, OSU was on lockdown. So anyone there,
wow.
We wish you the best. We hope you're okay in Ohio.
So this is still going on, would you say?
I think they're just
recovering
on Twitter.
Because they killed him.
Yeah, yeah. They killed him like 5 minutes, like very recently.
I'm hearing this for the first time.
Yeah. Well, because it's happening now, you know what I mean?
It's just real time,
If I didn't look on CNN this morning, I wouldn't know either, because it's happening right now.
Oh, okay.
But they killed the attacker, and apparently, breaking news is 8 people hospitalized.
Was it a shooting or stabbing?
Stabbing.
Oh, my God.
Stabbing, yeah.
Is this the
and
one
he
in
was
Columbus?
Chasing people around with a knife.
Oh, my God.
Is this the one in Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah, it's like the big state school.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to Michigan, so I'm supposed to not like Ohio State and Michigan are rivals, and we just had our big football game this Saturday. But my God, I'm sure we all are thinking of OSU fans and college students. Very scary.
I actually, in between my two careers or my various careers, I had a door-to-door job, and I selling auto maintenance in college towns, and I spent a couple of weeks in Columbus, Ohio on that campus.
Wow. Yeah,
really?
It's in Columbus.
Yeah,
wow.
That's too bad. Wow, that's sad. I didn't know that.
I know. Oh, well, you know.
Not oh well, but
yeah, I mean, what can we do? I mean, we're faced with this stuff so much, you know.
I know.
So much anger in the world these days.
A lot of anger, you know, and that's why people have to understand that there's, that you got to be careful out there, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, and it's a different world than it used to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I mean, we'd leave doors unlocked. Kids would walk around on the street. Like, you know, now if you see a little kid walking to school or something, you're going to be worried. Where's the parents, right? Over there, right. Kids walk alone to school all the time, like back in Israel and stuff. And
right.
When I was, when I was a kid. But today, everywhere you go,
what's so weird is, though, it's such a uniquely American thing. Like the shooting. I know, like, in terrorism and all that, but that the domestic college shooting, the movie theater shooting, the school shooting is a uniquely, like, American thing that people then copycat, and it's this bizarre thing that's gotten out of control.
Like domestic terrorism.
Yeah, and it's just like this odd, even Obama talked about it, and he was like, this doesn't happen. This happens in America again and again and again.
It used to not happen. I remember when I used to travel a lot, and one year, I don't know, it was in the 90s, I was in the Philippines, and when we were coming back home, going through the Philippine airport to fly back home, they made us hand over all of our toiletries. And this is 1996.
Yeah, we were nowhere near that in America.
Right, exactly. And everyone I was traveling with was like, well, they live here. They know what they're doing. You know, terrorism, whatever. Yeah, right. So we get, and then 10 years later, or not even that, I get, like 10 years later, then they start implementing that stuff here. I'm like, that old thing.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Did that in the Philippines.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was pretty crazy, though. I mean, we pretty much got chased out.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of here.
So you're saying... So you're saying this is like, well, no, I don't want to go there. I really don't.
This is a happy pickup morning.
Exactly.
I was promised fun, damn it.
Exactly. So we're not going to get into politics, I mean, it's tempting, but the thing is this, I want to keep the show entertaining,
Yeah.
I don't want to get to the point where there's starting to be like a lot of like, emotion into here.
No emotions.
Yeah, no emotions. We're here to entertain.
There's someone going, well, what happened to the Philippines? God damn. Jesus.
Tell the story.
No, tell it. You might as well.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'll save it for another time.
Okay, whatever you want, But no, I just
think. I'm kidding. I told you it's going to be a difficult guest.
For those of you joining us, we have Melissa Hill in the studio. She's a nice, fun person, and I enjoy knowing you.
Oh, thank you.
I do. You're a good person. You have a good heart, And in the world, I often look at it as there's givers and there's takers. I think you're a giver.
Thank you. What,
am I correct about that?
I hope so. I'm a giver that gets frustrated when people don't want to take what I'm offering. that means, I'm setting up a support system for people from the industry that I was from, and not a lot of them are reacting, and I'm like, God bless it. Like, you know what? I'm doing this for you people, damn it. Take it.
It's hard to do something for good and then not have any expectations. That's very difficult.
My only expectations are just respond.
Yeah. Yeah. That's too much, right?
Right. Yeah. Just
it's
respond.
LA. No one responds.
Yeah. It's so blasé. Maybe. I don't. Yeah. So people listening, respond.
Yeah. What about Black Friday? Did you guys go out shopping, buying things and stuff like that? I mean, did you find any deals?
No.
Nobody wants to get involved in those crowds,
huh?
Except a lot of people do.
Tons of people do. They're
what was
around.
Interesting about the whole weekend since Wednesday? The freeways have been totally clear and empty.
The street this morning, hello.
Yeah,
I was
beautiful.
Like, eight minutes? You got to be kidding me.
Beautiful. Yeah. Like the canyon. It was lovely.
So everybody was at the malls or out of town. It was a joy driving on the freeways.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't happen all the time. Except we did have rain and it was fun, right? You don't like driving in the rain, Melissa?
Oh, no. I love driving in the rain. I don't like... I discovered that Sherman Way is not a good street to drive on when it's raining because it gets...
Oh, really? There's like ponds and stuff of water, right?
Yeah, somebody explained to me it's in the basin. It's below the level of the rest of the street, so all
the
water...
Right, it all collects there.
Right.
Yeah,
dangerous.
Right, yeah, so I'm driving along, one hand on the steering wheel, the other one reading my text message, and all of a sudden, I'm like, what? Completely covered in, not me, but the car, was completely submerged, and I had to stop.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Because it was, I couldn't see anything, so that'll teach me.
Wow. You see, and that's the kind of rain we had on Saturday.
It was
pounding, amazing, man.
It was
right? Great.
And it got cold within like 10 minutes. It was like frigid cold out.
I was taking videos of myself all wrapped up in my various, to my friend Alana, who's in Australia enjoying their summer. And I'm like, it's so freaking freezing right now. I have like three shirts on, leg warmers, underalls and jeans and thick socks and a hoodie. It was awful. And she's just laughing. I'm like, yeah. Ha.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now, for you, Tori, the rain is something you're used to, right?
Love it. Love the rain. Miss the rain. Love the rain.
Really? Did you guys have a lot of it or only in the winter? I mean, it's not like
DC
Seattle,
always. No,
right?
DC got thunderstorms. A lot of rain. Yeah, we're also built onto swamp. DC itself is a swamp, which is really interesting.
Really? It
is. The Washington Monument sinks every year because we're built on a swamp.
Really?
Yeah.
And why would people do something?
I don't know.
Like
I know. That's what I say. I'm always like, when I think of Venice, Italy, when I went to visit, I spent like a year in Italy and we spent time in Venice. And, you know, they flood every time there's rain because they're built on water. I'm like, well, maybe you shouldn't have built it on water. Like, come on. It's so stupid. But it's beautiful.
Molto bella. Yeah.
But we got tons of thunderstorms, really bad thunderstorms. But we never had. What do you guys have? The tornado stuff. Like then I went to Michigan and there's all these woo, like like tornado sounds.
Tornadoes?
And when it went off, I'm like, are the Russians coming? And they're like, no, you idiot. It's a tornado. I have never heard of them.
Is that an air raid?
An air raid. Yeah. I thought it was an air raid from like 1951. I'm like, duck and cover.
It's funny you say that though. When I was talking about long time ago days, when I was in kindergarten, which I would like to think wasn't that long ago, but I guess it was. We would hear that every day at noon, and we were told it was the lunchtime sound. But it was the air raid.
Oh, like a tornado. Oh, they even tell you.
Yeah, they lied to us, and they would make us practice the duck and cover.
Yeah, the duck.
But it was lunchtime.
Oh, wow. So now lunch is really weird for you, I bet.
Well, I mean, the first time I heard it outside of school.
Were you like, I'm hungry?
No, but I was like, oh my God, all that time. So I've kind of put together that the town I was from was just that old. Like there, it was established in right after World War II.
Okay.
So I just figured it was one of those leftover things
that they have.
Yeah. And I always picture like this thing on a tall pole somewhere, like on the Flintstones, that's silver going, who flips the switch? Like,
yeah, who's that guy?
Yeah, where
who
is
sticks
it?
Sticks around and does that.
Right. Where is this thing located at? I want to chop it down or something.
Wow. So, a lot of things. I guess over the weekend also, Castro died.
Yes.
On Black Friday. The guy who hated capitalism, he died on Black Friday.
I saw that meme.
Oh, yeah.
That's
very ironic.
You know, as weird as the mixed reaction.
Oh, yeah. Some people. Right? And the mixed reaction of politicians, like people speaking and people getting upset about them. Yeah, that's a polarizing thing. Fidel
because
Castro.
I think we've been polarized this year enough.
Yeah, right. And then this happened. Yeah. Even Fidel couldn't last 2016. It gets everyone.
And I was actually more surprised was that little boy is now 23.
Oh, yeah.
Ilion?
Ilion Gonzalez, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, he's 23 now.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Seems like even longer ago than that, no?
No, I still see him as a little kid.
But
it seems like much longer ago. You know what I'm saying? It seems like more than 23 years ago.
I feel like it was yesterday, maybe.
Right? It was like yesterday. I mean, he was 5, right?
So he was 5, so that would have been like 18 years ago or something.
I guess, yeah. Let's see. We're not mathematicians here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 1, 2, 5.
8 years ago. What am I talking about? Okay, go on. Wait a minute. He was 5. Now he's 23.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's 18.
So you
18.
Were right. 18.
Yeah, 18, yeah.
Yeah. But they spoke to him, or they were showing him talking on, because they sent him back to Cuba.
Right.
And so it was interesting to see, to hear what he had to say. I mean, I don't know. It was just, I was surprised that he wasn't bitter.
Mm-hmm,
he was more like, I wanted to prove to him that I could make something of myself, or something like that. I'm like, wow. I had no idea that the people in Cuba actually felt an allegiance to Castro.
A lot of people had pictures in their homes. I mean, there's people either love or they hate. Yeah, it's a love or hate relationship. Yeah,
yeah.
So it's interesting
because he's brought a lot of good to the people when he, you know, when it, with his revolution and everything, you know. So a lot of people were okay with that, and
they were okay with how he did that.
That's the other thing. Some people like have hatred for how he did it.
Apparently, they love him and stuff. You know.
So people, there's these people happy with the result that are just like, yeah, he did it however he had to. You know, he killed people.
Which
okay,
is terrible.
Here we are again, going into the
fun.
This is what you promised.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, you see all kinds of people, and sometimes you have to wonder, you know. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. So Melissa, a little bit about you. Are you from LA?
No. Technically, I was born down here, but I was raised up in Northern California.
Oh, Northern California. Mm-hmm.
In the Bay Area.
Bay Area. And what was that like?
We hated LA, first off.
Right.
Yeah.
That seems to happen, right?
Oh, yeah. NorCal hates
LA. Oh, yeah. Hella.
No, that's your word up there.
Totally. Yes.
Hella.
Yeah. Well, when I was 13, it was Hecka, and then we graduated to Hella. But that's left my vocabulary over the years, but it's interesting when I talk to people from there, and I'm like, oh, you're so East Bay.
Yeah.
You're so hella rad. But yeah, and then they did that South Park episode on the hella rad dude, and I was like, yes. But so I'm from Northern California, and I've lived down here since 1997. I haven't really gone back very much, but because when I do, it's so heartbreaking to leave.
Really? Know? So yeah. You like it there?
I do. I was up there in April to see a girlfriend of mine speak at a show thing.
Okay.
And
a show thing.
And yeah, and so she went home. I stayed a day later so I could, you know, just catch up with girls that I used to dance with. And and I was surprised at how much the Oakland airport has expanded. That was kind of shocking. And then I'm like, what is this? They have a shuttle. I don't know. You know, it's just weird, different things that weren't there when I left.
Yeah.
You know, and the new bridge, you know, because when I moved down here, the Bay Bridge still wasn't rebuilt or yet.
Finished,
you know?
Yet.
Yeah. No, yeah. After the earthquake, the thing was still down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, something like that. Or they rebuilt the structure that connected the freeway to the Bay Bridge, actually. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. That's a huge bridge. Did you ever go on it?
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just did. I went to visit my son about a month ago, and I drove on that bridge, and I'm like, my God, you know, can you imagine building something
that? It's amazing. They say by the time they repaint it, by the time they finish, they paint it every year.
That's the Golden Gate.
The Golden Gate. Damn it. Mm-hmm. By the time they finish painting, they have to restart again.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's so big. Damn it. Damn it. Good call.
No, well, I remember that from school because it's painted red.
Painted red. My bad. The other one's blue or something? Or Bay Bridge?
The Bay Bridge. It's silver.
Gray.
Silvery metal.
Gray,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's the color of the material.
Yeah, right.
I guess. With lights. I don't know. I was actually, when I was up there in April, I crossed the new bridge for the first time, and my girlfriend, she had a sunroof, so she opened it up for me, and I started, tears were going down my face.
Right.
Oh my God, I'm gonna start crying now. Right. And I could see the ghost, the shell of the former bridge, like off to the side, just sitting there in the dark. And I was like, oh, this lonely bridge. It was really, I mean, you know, like that was that. Yeah. You know, I'm sure when you go back home to D.C., I mean, there's
things
that
change, huh?
Right, yeah.
Totally.
And you kind of miss the old way. It's not the bridge, really. It's the time that speaks to you.
Exactly.
Right.
I remember when I graduated high school, me and my two girlfriends, and we would go into the city to play with the sailors.
Hashtag play with the sailors.
Fleet week. Pretty much, yeah. we would each pay 25 cents. We would each contribute 25 cents to the bridge toll. It was 75 cents. Uh-huh. And now I think it's like $5.
I'm sure it's like $10, isn't it?
Right. I just went there on the Golden Gate. It cost me $7.75. They sent me the bill.
Damn it. Damn.
Yeah, I think the Bay Bridge is probably 5 or 3.
I think I paid that one too. It was, I think I paid 4 or 5 in cash. I stopped there and I paid cash for it.
That's crazy.
But it's still crazy, right?
Oh, yeah. Remember you used to throw a coin in?
Yeah.
Da-dink.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you have only one lane where you stop and you give the guy the money. Wow. The rest of them is just like fast track.
Yeah. Know?
Right. Yeah. This newfangled thing was not used to it.
Yeah, I know. But it's amazing because down here in L.A., we're not used to toll roads.
No.
You know?
No.
You don't pay for that. I mean, can you imagine if you go to San Francisco every day? It adds up, right?
Yeah. That's like a latte. Exactly. Half a latte.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember back then they would have booklets that you would get, but I don't even, you know. Maybe that went out with the Disneyland e-ticket. Like, the two of you probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
I do. Disneyland e-tickets? Yeah. I remember those. You don't know what those are,
no.
Huh?
The paper tickets.
Because at Disneyland, long time ago, in the 70s, you were getting like a booklet of tickets for Disney to go on the rides.
Oh.
Yeah.
And e-ticket was the best ticket.
The e-ticket was the best rides.
I see.
And you only had 2 or 3 of those in the booklet, right?
I see. It's like I got the golden ticket.
Right. You'd have like 10 A tickets or whatever
for the kids, like Dumbo or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Right. So. And that was e-ticket was that. Oh. It was the best. But the problem with it was that...
You ran out of e-tickets.
Yeah, you ran out of shit all the time, you know? I mean, you go to the park and you're like, oh, I have no more tickets. Now that's not the case.
It's just a freaking $105 to go in or something.
Oh, my God. We used to get SoCal passes all the time. Mm-hmm. And then it's the past 3 years. There's no way. It's like $5 million. Right. It is so expensive.
There's a girl that I used to play kickball with. I see her on Facebook all the time. She's like, going to Disneyland tonight, who's with me? All right, going by myself
because it's $8 million.
Right? Yeah. Like, how do you afford this?
Unbelievable.
And how do you take a family? I mean,
that's
think
what
about
I'm saying.
It,
a family of four is insane. I mean, that's ridiculous.
You know, it's $600 just for the tickets, maybe, and then you know, maybe you stay at a hotel,
and then you're eating there, exactly.
You know, and eating and souvenirs and
Well, I think I'm totally about the budget. I think they have lockers. You can leave your food.
Oh, I have a whole book on how to do it wisely with budgets. There's a whole food thing with the lockers where you can charge your phone. You can bring your own food. Yeah, there's a whole you can do it.
Anymore.
I know, it's very interesting. But no matter what, the ticket to get in is the one that gets you.
Right. $100. Yeah. Like, my gosh.
And then if you want to go to California experience, what is that?
California Adventure?
California Adventure.
Which used to be the parking lot, by the way.
And I've never been to it, by the way. Have you ever been?
I've been a lot because you can drink in California Adventure. So a lot of people go to like Ariel's Grotto, have themselves a cocktail, walk their asses over back to Disneyland, and now you're drunk on Indiana Jones. So it's a lot more fun. However, there's not the best rides, I think. Soarin' is a really good one. It's virtual reality and you get lifted up, so you're soaring over California.
It seems like they've taken the old Disneyland and transferred it over to California Adventure.
Kind of, yeah. It's not.
Because didn't they take the car driving ride over there, but they renamed it to
It's possible.
Like Cars?
Yeah.
That one?
Well, yeah, but it was like the Speedway. It was called something else over at Disneyland. They took the cars and they moved them over to
California Adventure.
And then renamed it. It was next to the submarine ride, which is now Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo, right, which I didn't love.
Right,
very
it used
much.
To be just the submarine ride.
Oh, she's very upset.
That's true.
Very upsetting to me. No, I swear. And then there was Tahitian thing that is now Dole. The Dole Pineapple show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, so like all the
corporatized. Yeah,
so
corporate.
Exactly.
Keep up with the times, right?
Yeah.
What about this new movie, Moana? Have you guys seen it? Do you have any desire to see it?
No, the most I've heard about it is on the way in when it's apparently the number one movie.
Yeah, no, my friends saw it. They said it was delightful, very cute.
Sounds good, right?
Yeah, she's a strong female hero again who's not white, which is great. She's not super skinny, which is great. She doesn't want to be called a princess, which is great. I'm all for it. Apparently whatever you'd like to see other people represented, and it's lovely that a girl can look at the screen and see herself in Disney. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I go for that. You know?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So apparently the girl that I was talking about was listening to the show. The Disneyland girl.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I've been informed that all large bridges are painted continuously throughout the year.
Oh my God, excuse me. I didn't know that. You know, that's kind of a Buddhist thing. You finish and you start again.
It's like painting the fence.
It sure is. It sure is.
Wax on, wax off.
That's right. You're never done. Your work is never done. What does the Buddha say? Chop wood, carry water, over and over and over again.
Really, is that?
Do a task. If you're stressed out, just do something simple, like sweep. Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Oh, I did not know that that was... it took me all these years to figure that one out. Yeah. I just go to therapy to find out. It's called refocusing. Grounding. I did not know
that... They're all the same thing.
I had no idea. Wow, that's good to know. So apparently I'm doing the right thing.
You are. Okay, absolutely. Good to know. Absolutely.
Wow. So do you still have family back in the Bay Area?
No.
Friends.
You know what? Actually, well, yes, I do. Yeah. I do have some friends, but they, you know, they all spread out. Right. You know, the Bay Area is become bigger. Like what's considered the Bay Area is now takes over a larger area of ground.
That was a great way to say it.
But no, my family all moved. My mom was originally from Texas, so, and I was the oldest, so I stayed in California. I was already grown up and living in LA, and then she moved to Texas, and my sisters joined her. So,
One sister, and that's it.
I have two sisters.
Two sisters, younger, mm-hmm. older.
They're both younger.
Both younger than mm-hmm. you. Oh yeah, you just said you're the you're the oldest. If I only paid attention, right?
Right. right. Yeah. So, but I'm kind of, you know, I'm out here by myself, kind of like.
Have you always been independent?
I think so. I didn't. Yeah.
Must have been. If you are now, then, you know, I think you're that type. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right. I've always been very independent. You know, I've been like, I've had periods of time with no relationships or anything, and I was fine with that.
I mean, there's times when I'm sitting in my room crying, sitting in a corner going, why doesn't anybody love me?
Yeah, but that's everybody.
I hate the holidays.
That's everybody. I got to be honest, though. I've always been very codependent. Uh-huh. So I find people independent very brave. I don't know from that. I don't understand it.
I know that I'm codependent.
Okay, because I'm very codependent.
So like I try to just
push yourself.
Good for you. Because I don't want to be latchy.
See, I'm latchy McLatcherson.
Latchy Latcherson.
Like, could not be more latchy.
Yeah.
And I don't understand people that aren't. So I find it incredibly brave when they can just go do things alone.
Right.
It's amazing. And they love it.
That's not totally me. I'm like somewhere in the middle.
You're in the middle.
Because eventually you get tired of it.
I never get tired of it. That's my problem.
No, for being alone, independent. Yeah, and then you go, I want something. Yeah.
Right. I can only do things alone if I've done it before.
That's exactly. Okay, so I only ordered food from a Thai place alone. I have a fear of the phone. I always have. And so what happens is I can only, when my husband's out of the way, I can only order this one thing from the Thai food because I've done it before. I won't call anyone else.
I have a friend right now listening who's also phone phobic.
Wow.
So you're probably like a brand loyal consumer, right? I mean, once you're married to a brand, you probably don't.
I do enjoy, especially with makeup products too. Like I'm very particular about my brands and I know a lot about my products. But yeah, I am pretty brand specific. But I wish I could go anywhere and do anything. But it takes my like 10 times as much energy to think about maybe going and then I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really messed up.
That's true. It is kind of limiting, you know.
Oh, it's almost agoraphobic where you can't leave the house.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll just kind of pace and be like, well, I can go to the Thai place again.
Yeah. You know what? It's interesting you say that. I was actually talking to someone about this yesterday, my guest for tomorrow, Shawn Michaels.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, you know, I spent, before I started doing the show, I was terrified of leaving the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how I got started in kickball. And
Sports can help.
Yeah, it was just, it, for that period of time, what was it, like 6-8 weeks, I was like, I paid this, I'm leaving the house every Thursday or exactly. every Friday, whatever. And so I tell people, each time I left the house, it was a mini celebration.
Absolutely. Seriously. When I was dealing with therapy in Michigan, I would hardly leave my dorm room. I mean, it got really bad. That's when I was in my worst depression. And every time I left my dorm room, I was supposed to like pat myself on the back.
Yes.
But I'm like, and then I would do it. I'd be like, run on tour. Like I kind of liked it. Like it got to me. But it's gotten, but what's so weird is I can then go to Italy alone for a full year and study Italian.
Exactly.
So there's bravery there, but it's a little things. Like going to CVS is very hard for me.
Wow.
Going to...
And you've gone to Italy. It was fine. Nobody
exactly.
could do.
Or going to do stand-up comedy. Totally yeah, okay.
You true. Do stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
Oh.
But see, and to some people, that's horrifying. But right. like to get... Today, I want to get my manicure done. And I'm like, God, I'm going to have to think about this for 3 hours before I go.
Because they're going
to
look at my feet.
Yeah. Or it's just I'm going to be alone. And like, right, I'm right. very awkward as a person.
Oh my God.
So I don't
too.
Know what they're saying. I don't know. So I have to think about it a lot.
Socially inept.
Anxiety. Yeah. Right, you never right. think because I do hosting and when I'm on the air, totally normal. But if someone calls me and I think I don't know who it is, I'll like throw the phone and like run away as if they can see me.
Oh, I
it's
have
so fucked
you've
up.
Got, you've got some fears there.
I have. I
totally.
Have,
you need to address them.
I have. I'm telling everyone
really?
About them.
Yeah.
I have a quote.
No, but the Buddhism is good.
Yes, very good.
I have a quote roommate named Cynthia.
Okay.
Who answers my phone for me.
Oh, sure. I have people answer.
No, no, it's me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so-and-so there. No. Who's
this
the,
is Cynthia.
This is Cynthia.
Just made up.
Right. And this is her work phone, not her mobile phone at
You're
all.
Just lying the whole time. Yeah. I know. I wouldn't come up with a name. I'd be like, this is Sally. I'd be like, having a terrible time. But no, I don't even like... the phone is the biggest thing. I've gotten over a lot through Buddhism, but it takes me still about 5 times harder than anyone else go to CVS, but I still go. But it doesn't mean it's easy. It's very difficult. Mm. But Buddhism has really helped because it, you know, it keeps you in the present moment and therefore there's no power in the fear. But right. it is incredibly interesting. The phone texting's fabulous for me because I ain't got to talk to no one.
Exactly.
I mean, really.
I know some that's a person
it's
listening.
Detached.
Same thing. Text. Yeah. And I think a lot of the millennials don't call. No one calls anymore. And
right.
I'm like, yay!
Yeah, you I mean, guys I, like that. Yeah.
I used to like the texting, but it, along with the forcing myself to leave the house and mini celebration, all also came with the, all right, I'm going to
you're good.
Have to
I haven't gotten there.
It's well, when your hands start swelling up from all the texting that you do after a while, then...
last night I started getting a little of the carpal.
Yes.
A little of a twinge.
Really?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, oh no!
It's true. My left hand.
My left hand?
Yeah, my left hand has been... Because you're holding the
you're
phone
holding with
like
the left.
This, and you're typing like that. And there's...
And it's not a normal position
yeah,
for the
right,
hand
right.
to be in, yeah.
I've gotten to where, at the end of the day, there's an outline of the phone.
That's bad.
Right. And my fingers are red and swollen.
Bad.
And the
you
palm.
Gotta be shit, man.
That's no,
bad.
I'm not. I'm
that's
not at
bad.
All. And yeah, so now I'm just. I try to do this. I'm doing it. You know, I
lean it
yeah,
on something.
I'm always trying to find anything to
get away. I have a lightning strike feeling right in the thumb, and I'm like, oh shit, I've been texting
or
swiping or
slow
scrolling
down a little bit.
Yeah,
but let me ask you this though: don't you often have problems with getting the right meaning through the text, like because there's no tonality to it.
Wait, we got emojis. We're good with emojis.
I'm loving the emoji
because if I'm trying to do something funny and I'll do a wing face, they got it.
My new favorite one is the emoji with the
The thinking
with the hands under the chin. I love that one. But I also like the some phones you could do audio messages.
Yes,
that's true.
Yes.
But there's some people who don't like listening to those either.
Okay,
yeah, like voice messages. I have a hard time listening to. Mm-hmm. So my mom will call and leave a message, and then I'll call her back, and she'll say, "Did you listen to the message?" I'm like, "No, I'm just skipping a step here. We're skipping a step."
I know you called, mom.
Yeah,
so I'll call you back. No
it's just
message
interesting.
All right. Well, I'm just like, I took the time to leave the message. Call me back after you've listened to it.
That's
bye. Click.
She says, "I took the time to do this," but it's funny. My house still doesn't have what do you call it? Where you can see the number that comes up.
Oh,
before.
Caller ID.
Yeah. So to be honest, when and everyone has caller ID at this point. My family still doesn't have it on their landlines. So when someone calls, it's like, bring, and it's like, danger. Because if I just had ID, I'd be okay,
Right,
but it's like, it could be anyone. Shut the windows.
What is this landline you speak
of? I know, I know.
Wow.
It's so stupid.
I think, but everyone should have a landline.
Emergencies, a
non-digital landline. Exactly. God, girl,
we are on the same wavelength.
Brain.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And emergencies.
That's how those cable companies are still able to push all those phones on people,
right?
Because they tell them, for an emergency and all that. But really, who needs that? You spend like $30 a month or something on something like that.
Well, I discovered it where I live because when I moved into the house I lived in, it was the work. house for the person who owns the house. So we have business lines in it. And it's also a multi-level house. So we have intercom.
We had intercoms at our house. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but I discovered when the electricity goes out, those phones are worth shit.
So yeah, right?
You have to unplug them and put in an actual regular single line phone in order to get it to work.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Wow. And it only worked on one. So that's why I still have, the old phone. They're like, you still have this thing? I'm like, need it.
Yeah.
Do you remember going, did they have them in Israel or maybe when you moved to the U.S., did they used to have the AT&T telephone stores?
They have all the
models of phones. They had the Mickey Mouse phone, the Snoopy phone.
Exactly. Yeah. And usually you couldn't buy them. You had to rent them like we do the cable boxes.
Oh, like the actual telephone.
Right. Yeah.
You go to get cell phones now.
Yeah, it would be a store that just had all the different models of phones.
Oh, that's funny.
And you had rotary phones.
Oh, sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a dial.
That's a dial. Yes. Yeah. I told my friend growing up thought, because the only rotary phone we had was at church, she thought it called God. That only rotary phones were the direct line to God. She thought, that's the number. That's the phone you can use to speak to God.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But that's where the word dial came from. Yeah, I think, right?
Yeah. So they I think they just recently, they put old technology in front of current children, and they're like, what is this? The cassette tape is an iPod, or they're trying to figure out how to push the button on a dial. And
babies now, they hand them something that's flat and black and they'll swipe on it.
That's true.
Like immediately the hands are swiping.
And zoom in and out.
Zooming in. Yeah, enlarging. It's very interesting. It's evolution.
Yeah, that's kids. Man. You know, they just do that. Yeah. And they do the same thing. Yeah. They know how to go to YouTube and everything, see their cartoons and all that.
My mom once thought YouTube was but I don't belong to YouTube. And my dad goes, you don't have to belong. You can go there whenever you want. And I was like, this is so embarrassing, this conversation.
I remember YouTube used to be just like home videos. Now you can actually watch programs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Melissa. Don't worry about the clock. It's my responsibility. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Well, no, I've got
still have time. Because it's her instinct for checking the clock when she's the host.
Right.
So what are you guys going to talk about this week? You said tomorrow Shawn Michaels is going to be on your show.
Right.
Do you want to preview that?
As you kind of alluded to earlier, he's been involved in the adult entertainment industry since the early 80s. So he's seen the evolution of the industry. He's also a man of color. So he has a perspective. So there's two different perspectives right there. And then third, like I also mentioned, he's a president of the newly formed Adult Performer Actor Guild. So there's some things that he wants to talk about. Some pretty serious issues that he just wants to bring to the public's attention. I think because a lot of industry people always looked up to him. He's known as being very, very debonair, a gentleman, and always a fine, fine dresser, and never confrontational or causes conflict or anything. So he just recently, I don't know, he was just called me and said, he's just realized that people really want to hear what he has to say. So I met up with him yesterday at a restaurant down the street, El Torito. And it was crazy. There was a security person there who recognized him.
Oh, really?
They were taking pictures.
Really?
Yeah, it was really weird for me. I mean, they're like, do you know who this is? I'm like, yeah, I'm sitting next to him. we're trying to have a meeting here. But it became like this. As he was talking to me about his epiphany it happened in front of our face, the way that this person reacted to seeing him. He was, the security guy was just like, oh my gosh, you're the man.
Right. And isn't that weird to worship a porn star, a guy porn star, for crying out loud?
Well, I think
he's
a black man.
Okay.
And he's a gentleman. And so he.
But guys care about that?
Well,
you look up to him.
Yeah, because he's in an industry that's largely, I'd say, I think is more, you don't necessarily associate it with people, other non-Caucasian people, non-white people. You mm-hmm. just kind of you think of blonde boobs and chicks. You don't, you know, but him being a very intelligent, well-spoken, and eloquent person, as well as there are others. He's not the only one, but he's the first one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, he was the one who broke the, I don't know, say crossed the barrier.
Yeah.
Broke through the mm-hmm. barrier, broke through the barrier. So it was really interesting. It was very fascinating. I mean, and he, like I said, he's been around since like 1982.
Wow.
Since before it was legal. So like he's seen the entire
evolution. Wow.
Right. And it was almost, you know, and then there's a concern for people that are in the industry currently that it might become illegal again with the incoming president.
Administration.
Thank you. Look, I just sit and do. I don't do the talking, so I just ask the questions. And I have a dog that I talk to at home, so my vocabulary is very real limited, I guess. Stuff. But anyway, yeah, no, that was really eye opening last night. It was fascinating.
Very cool. So you guys can look forward to listening to that. Mm-hmm. That's tomorrow, Tuesday. Every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific.
Right.
And the show is actually the real show is Hill and Howard Raw Talk Radio, right? Or is it still the name? I mean,
well,
I
you
need
know,
to know.
Okay. So the show started with my co-host Howard Levine,
right?
So it was Hill and Howard, and then he stepped away from the show for health reasons in January. So out of respect for him, because I didn't know what was going to happen with the show, I just kept the name.
Yeah,
which is really cool. I think you know it was very nice of you to do.
Oh well.
No, really. No, really, wow. You know?
All right, thanks. Yeah. So, you know, I wanted to leave I told him whenever he was ready, his spot would be there for him. And I didn't really think he was going to come back. And then, so I just do the first year anniversary, and then I got a new part-time co-host, Scotty Schwartz,
right.
Who people, fans of A Christmas Story, might be very familiar with. He's the boy who gets the tongue stuck to the pole.
Okay. I love that kid.
Yeah. So Scotty has brought a lot of, you know, he brings new stuff, you know, because he has his connections so now I'll alternate. But I definitely need to do something.
So Howard does come back now sometimes?
Yeah, he's going to be hosting with me tomorrow.
Oh,
that's cool.
Cool.
Yeah, so. You guys have something to look forward to, you know.
Exactly.
There's always interesting to hear things to hear there on the show. And you always have great guests too, right? I mean, you bring all kinds.
I hope so. Well, there's been a couple of
zingers.
Yeah, you know, where I'm just like, all right, I did that one twice. I know that that's not happening again. You know, the people... I prefer studio guests because
right.
they're more engaging. You get someone over the phone and they're like, "Yeah,
That's why I don't like the phone.
Right? Right.
That's why I don't
yeah.
like the phone."
Yeah.
And then they're like clueless as to what you're talking
yeah.
about.
You're not reading the person right.
Right. And then you know I have this rule: do not negate the host. Mm-hmm. Whatever I say, you go with it. And so nothing bothers me more than when you ask a question. They're like, "Nah, I never said that."
Mm.
Nah, I'm gonna and I'm like, "Yes, you did. That's what you said." You know, throwing a wrench in the show. I'm like, okay, well, thank you for calling, and we're going to spend another 45 minutes just talking about nothing. So, yeah, that's happened a couple of
yeah,
times.
Yeah, that's not easy, folks. You know, if you think we're just here talking and having fun, you got to carry a show,
for
you know,
sure.
for an hour. You got to know what you're doing, you know?
Right.
You really do. And I think that comes with the passion to do this, you know, and most of our shows are people that had never done radio before, and then they come here, and eventually they evolve, and they become really good.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know? And
absolutely.
People have been here for years, and they just sit here, and it's like second nature to them, you know.
Right. Well, I was a guest. Howard and I, we were a guest on Amber's show, hers
right.
on
Amber
Thursday.
Lance.
On Thursdays,
right.
and we were driving back to where I live afterwards, and looking at each other, going, "We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We could totally do that." We were both thinking it, but not knowing that the other one was thinking it. And I'm looking out the window at the passenger, and then he says, "You know, we could be the next Burns and Allen." And I'm like, are you saying you want to do a radio show? Really? You said, you know what? Funny, I want to do one too. That's amazing. Let's do this.
Done and done.
Right. So that would go into my anxiety thing. Don't want to do anything by myself.
Right.
You know, but I've kind of forced to do it when he got sick.
I was going to say, you had to be forced to do it. And when you're forced to do it, you can do it. There's no problem. There really isn't. It's the anticipatory feeling that you can't.
Right.
Right. Right.
It's true. That makes
sense.
It's
the feeling that you can't do before you're there. When I'm in CVS, I can buy my shit at CVS. Yeah. But it's getting to that fucking parking lot.
It's like, stop looking at me while I'm shopping.
We got to find out what they really call officially a CVS phobia, you know?
Walgreens. It's called Walgreens.
I love going to drugstores. And I
usually do too.
I've had friends that come in and looking for me because I've been there in too long.
Yeah, I see. Once I'm there, I can't leave. Yeah, right, I go to the makeup aisle. Makeup aisle, man.
Hella.
So hella. So if you go to Target, you're totally lost there, right?
It's very overwhelming for me. Yeah. I think I've gone maybe twice alone. Really? Because CVS, I can go. It's the harder part is to get there. Once I'm there, I can spend all day at that makeup aisle. Revlon, Alme, I don't know, L'Oreal, I don't know, but it's getting to that damn place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. And then the fear, then there's, you know, people in the parking lot, sometimes they're scary.
It's a little riffraff sometimes around CVS, the ones that are open 24 hours.
Yes.
There's a little riffraff, and you know, last time I went, I was like, it's going to be crazy, just go to worry. And of course, there's a guy in front of me having a full-on panic attack. He's in between homes, he's homeless.
Right.
And then they're like, we're out of bags, so I'm carrying all my stuff. I'm like, it is crazy. Why do people do this?
Yes.
Wow. All right, Melissa. Well, time's up. Why don't you tell people how they can find out more about you, follow you, social medias, things like that?
Okay. Well, on Facebook, I'm facebook.com/Melissa_Hill3X.
Yes.
I couldn't get Melissa Hill XXX, so I had to do the 3X.
Totally works.
Yeah, I was like, bitch, whoever took that one. And also, there's a Facebook page for the show, Raw Talk. So I think that's called Melissa Hill Raw Talk. And that's actually where I do, you know, post all the photos and the promote and then the links after the show.
Right, for the show and everything.
Right.
And you can follow on Facebook as well. You put pictures all over.
Exactly. So, and then on Twitter, there's a Hill_Howard_Raw on Twitter. And it's the same thing. And then Melissa_Hill.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, so just then, if you guys want, there's links on our website to all these places. Yeah, there's links to social media on your page here on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, and also, actually, APAGUnion.com. That's the website for the Adult Performer Actor Guild, which I'm second vice president of.
Wow.
Yeah, you can go there, and that gives a lot more bio on each of us as individuals.
That's great.
Yeah, so please go there, anyone, APAG.com.
Sounds good. Well, Melissa's got a lot of stories, a lot of things she's got going, so that's cool, Melissa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Amazing show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Of course, you're always fun. You're always welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, Tori, thank you as always. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.